I have a comparison today that I hope will make a really good point for you, because you are so important. And one thing I know is that we who teach take care of everybody else, but sometimes we're last. So here's the thing. Remember those teapots that we used to, before microwaves? And maybe some of you still have a teapot. I wish I could see you like we can in our webinars or in person, and I could say, put in the chat, and then we immediately see who has a teapot, or raise your hand if we're at a live seminar so we see. So here's the thing. Whether you have one of those teapots or not, you filled it up with water in those days. And then you'd pour the water into many cups until it became empty. Well, you as a teacher start out as a full teapot. Each day you give and give, pouring out love, caring, wisdom, and help as you teach. And by the end of the week, your teapot may be empty. If it's not filled back up, here's the thing. It would burn out when it's empty, because it's still on what I like to call the burner of life. You know, it's still on the flame of life. So too can you burn out if you don't take time to fill back up from all that giving. How do you fill up? You do things that fill you up. Everybody has their own things. It might be spending time with a special friend or a family member. It might be taking time to just chill out. It might be reading a book. It might be doing a hobby. Do whatever it is that fills you up. So remember, you're an important person. And you need to start with you, because the more full you are, the more you can give to others. So have a great day and weekend. And remember, you are a difference maker. And by the way, if you ever want to attend, and I hope you do, one of our workshops or webinars, or even have one of us in person, I'm going to put here, you'll see it off to the side, a link where you can find out what we have going on. Have a great day and weekend. Fill yourself up.